does it mean to dream about someone killing someone else? Exploring the darker side of nightmares. Ever found yourself jolted awake, heart pounding, from a dream where you witnessed a murder? Such dreams can be deeply unsettling, leaving you to wonder, what on earth could this mean? Are you holding on to hidden anger, fear? Or is it something way deeper, lurking in the shadows of your subconscious? The psychological underpinnings. When we dream about violence, like someone killing someone else, it often reflects inner conflicts, stress, or transitions. According to Dr. Eliza Montague, a noted psychologist and author of Shadows in the Mind's Eye, these dreams might symbolize a psychological killing, you know, the ending of old habits, beliefs, or emotional states. Dreams of this nature, Dr. Montague explains, often occur when one is going through significant personal transformations. The death in the dream could signify the death of the old self. Unpacking the symbolism. Dreams where you see a killing aren't typically literal. Instead, they often represent something that needs to be forcefully removed or changed in one's life. It could be a toxic relationship, a bad habit, or even past traumas that you need to confront and let go of. Power and control. Such dreams might also touch on issues of power and control. Are you feeling powerless in a situation or relationship? Is there a part of your life where you feel out of control? Fear and anxiety. If you're the victim or the killer in your dream, it might also echo deep-seated fears or anxieties about being harmed or harming others. Such dreams can be a manifestation of guilt or repressed aggression. Emotional reactions and their clues. The emotions you feel during the dream are just as important as the dream itself. Were you scared, angry, or perhaps strangely detached? Each emotion offers clues about your deeper feelings in your waking life. If you felt relief after the killing, it might suggest a desire to end or escape a particularly stressful or oppressive situation. The influence of real-life events. It's not uncommon for daily stresses or media consumption, like watching a thriller or true crime documentary before bed, to influence our dreams. Dr. Amy Banner, a dream researcher, mentions, "Our brains are constantly processing our daily experiences, fears, and exposures. A dream about a killing might simply be an outplay of these elements without a deeper psychological implication." Conclusive reflection. So what to make of such a troubling dream? Start by reflecting on areas of your life that might be causing you stress or fear. Consider speaking to a therapist if the dream recurs or particularly troubles you. Remember, dreams, even dark and violent ones, are a way for our subconscious to communicate with us, often showing us what we might be neglecting or need to change. Have you ever experienced a dream about someone killing someone else? What do you think your mind was trying to tell you through that dream? Let's continue this conversation and explore the mysterious language of dreams together.